it from the radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
These fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Get a shot. All I did was stand around and get too out. Knowing all the people walking on my side. Losing all my money and I'm getting tired. Him and come around and like he's getting some. Makes you kind of jealous, but it sure is fun. I don't mind, but he wants my lady too.
Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Peace. Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link gland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Hollywood.
You don't give me nothing, at least not. the Holy Ghost cowboy. He's the Cherokee cowboy. He's a looking like Bruce Lee. His name is a Cavity. He's got a sad sand. He's got a sad sand. Quicker than the eye. He's got a power in his hands. He's got a power in his hands.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
That's the old standard, Am I Blue, in a brand new, up-to-date version. But people first heard it this way. The year, 1929. A song, a songwriter, and a singer.
Oh, was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Then, from a songwriter's inspiration, came one of 1929's biggest hit records. Musically, a great deal has happened in three decades. Today's hit single needs a lot more. A catchy sound. A catchy rhythm. A catchy voice.
Was I gay?
Everyone making singles looks for that elusive hit sound that can bring a recording artist $50,000 for an hour's work. The arranger makes his contribution when he reaches into his bag of tricks. He thinks of instrumentation, maybe an electric organ. No, that's not right. Maybe trumpets. No, not right again. How about rock and roll? Maybe, but let's try Latin. Or maybe the big band sound. However, this is a vocal single, so maybe we'd better introduce our arranger, Carl Brandt, to our vocalist, Joni Summers. Joni, meet Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joni. Joni, have you ever sung this song before?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a great old tune, and I think you'll enjoy it. Let's see, let's try it in F, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue? I know this is too high.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's try it and see, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Is this key okay for you?
Fine.
Good. Well, we'll do that. Now, let's see. What about tempo? Let's try it about this tempo, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue? And these tears
you don't look very happy with this kind of a feeling here on this thing. Maybe this is a little too swingy for this day and age with rock and roll and so on. Wait a minute. I've got an idea for an introduction. Something like this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And in the band with the saxes and vibes, it'd sound like this. I think we need a little more into this introduction than just the saxes and vibes. To add a little interest, we can use a skip beat figure in the bass using the bass trombone and the string bass on it.
A week passes. The arrangement is finished, a part for each musician is copied, and musicians are hired, and the studio is booked. The hour for recording arrives. The arranger, hearing his work for the first time, has some new ideas.
Jerry, can you try that on contrabassoon? 3, 4.
Searching for that startling something that might help make this single a hit, the conductor asks the trombones for a special effect.
Now, boys, will you try something? And, Thorny, we're going to do a... The boys are going to pop their mouthpieces with the palm of their hand. And
we get them out of sound.
Bar 39, please.
It may take half an hour until everyone's happy with the arrangement. And then a tense young vocalist steps up to the mic.
Joey, it's your turn on mic. Let's take this whole arrangement from the top.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
So that the band won't be picked up on Joni's mic, she's placed in an isolation booth with a directional mic.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Joni, what are you making some noise back there? I can't seem to figure what it is.
I'm tapping my feet.
Better try it with your shoes off this time.
All right.
But that's just one of the unexpected sounds that sometimes interrupt recording sessions.
Okay, from the top again.
One, two.
Am I... Bless you.
Accidental interruptions are one thing. Creative ones are another. Here, the conductor teaches Joni something about interpretation.
There, can you make your pickups going into the change of key here? Can you raise your pickups something like the trumpets are doing? Da, 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 da.
Sure.
Answer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's try it once more.
Same bar,
same spot. Here we go.
The producer, always searching for the right words as well as sound, has another idea.
Am I blue?
Change the lyrics here from "If each plan with your man done fell through" to "If you try, but your guy won't be true." You got that straight?
Got it.
Eventually, the performance is polished to everyone's satisfaction. Now, the producer, conductor, vocalist, musicians, and engineers concentrate on recording the basic master take.
B10998, take 8.
Sounds like we finally have a good take. But there's one important part still to come. We've got to learn how Joni Summers becomes her own vocal trio.
Was a time I was his only one.
After the session, perhaps days or weeks later, Joni's back in the recording studio. Her only accompaniment is a set of earphones through which he hears her single voice as she first recorded it with the band.
Was his
Listening to her voice track, Joni now sings a second part in harmony to her original solo.
I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
And now one final time through for three-part harmony.
Was a time is only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
After this recording session, our master tape is ready. The song that was composed in 1929, like this.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Emerges three decades later as the brand new record everyone hopes will be a million seller.
We're happy.